It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Live from Atlanta, the moment you wait for all week. Your chance to get informed, entertained, and occasionally outraged. Welcome to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, good morning to you. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. They do a great job for you. Our friends at Rocket Mortgage, and we appreciate you being up early with us or staying up late with us. If you're one of our West Coast listeners here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, you can listen on your local affiliate, which does a great, great job for us. You can listen on radio.com app, which is a great way to be able to listen because you can not only stream that, but also you can rewind it. So if you end up waking up an hour late for the show, 2 hours late for the show, you can rewind it and go back and be able to listen. SiriusXM 206, also CBSSportsRadio.com. So many different ways that you can get the show and get the content, and we appreciate you being a part of it. So let's get started here today. And I heard Vince Quinn, and my man Vince, and it's so good to have Vince back. So good to have a very enthusiastic, bounce-off-the-walls, excited guy. He loves getting behind the microphone. Now, sometimes Papa Lion will smack Baby Lion. You know, that's what happens. Papa Lion smacks the Baby Lion and says, get in line, you know, just like, you know, with a litter of puppies or something. So I hear Vince this morning. Now, I've already got my, before I go to bed at night, I pretty much have a plan. And then just I'm just putting it into pieces, into places on the sheet before we take to the air. So the story breaks that the New Orleans Saints have a positive test, and that is the shock and awe headline of the day. Positive test. Positive test. I think we need to get that. I think we need to maybe get, see if we can get the sound guy to give us a positive test. Because here's interesting. And I did not run this by Anthony. Didn't run this by you, Anthony, so I'm going to do a little test with you right now. So the New England Patriots have a positive test, right? One positive
one
test.
One guy, that was it, Cam Newton.
Okay, so right now, with what we know, acting on what we know, they have one positive test. They've delayed the game. Okay? That's Cam Newton. You may know him out there in Radio Land, Cam Newton. But then there's A.J. Terrell. He's the Falcons' first-round pick. Okay? He had literally played two games in the NFL. Last Sunday, he tested positive before the game. What did the Falcons do? What did the NFL do?
They played a football game, right, the Falcons?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they played a football game. So this is what I'm asking, and I heard Vince going on and on about this because it was, you know, he got fired up about it, his opinion and everything. So I'm going to ask you, what's the difference? The Atlanta Falcons have a positive test. They've got one. And so also, too, just one other clarification. A positive test does not mean you are sick.
We've had false positives.
What'd you say?
We've had false positives.
We've had like 70 false positives at one time. I think we had 77 at one time. But a positive test does not mean you are sick. A positive test just means you are a carrier of the virus at that time. It does not mean you're sick. It does not. It just means that you could be infecting someone who then might get sick. And that is a concern. That's not something to be scoffed at. It's not something to be ignored. But I've heard people say, well, now Cam Newton's sick. I've scoured it. Is Cam Newton sick? I can't find that report. I find Cam Newton with a positive test. And he very well may be positive. He may be a carrier of the virus. But Cam Newton, it doesn't mean you're sick when you have a positive test. That doesn't mean you're sick. But everybody wondering, well, what's the protocol? What's the rules? What's the difference here? The NFL's taking an abundance of caution because Cam Newton and the New England Patriots matter. And to my friends in Atlanta, where I live here, broadcasting out of the studios of 680 The Fan in Atlanta, the NFL didn't give a flip about the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons are not a marquee team. They're not a team that gains national following. They're not a team that they expect to be able to, you know, be making deep runs into the postseason and primetime games and all that excitement. So the Atlanta Falcons have the exact same situation as the New England Patriots. And by the way, they had one positive test. They played the game, and the Falcons have been fine. And everything was fine. Now Cam Newton gets a positive test, and the NFL goes, oh, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. We got to really be careful with this one. Why? Because the New England Patriots are an absolute ATM for the NFL. When the Patriots are on television, you're watching, I'm watching. The Patriots matter. The Patriots, there are implications. But there's more. Sort of like one of those infomercials. But what? But if you act right now, you got to remember, what would the NFL be more fearful of? If there were more positive tests with the New England Patriots and it somehow infected the Kansas City Chiefs, who are right now the matinee idols. They are the darlings right now of the national media. They are the darlings of the NFL. Patrick Mahomes, my daughter loves going to an Eagles game with her dad. She doesn't sit and watch football games. She knows everything about Patrick Mahomes. The kids love Patrick Mahomes. Teenagers love Patrick Mahomes. The teenage boys all love him. They all want to fool around when they're playing Nerf football or running around. They want to be Patrick Mahomes. They're having fun with it. The no-look passes, things like that. So the NFL is showing you there's a pecking order. Atlanta Falcons, one positive test. Who cares? Falcons are going to blow a 20-point lead anyway. Which, by the way, is a crazy thing that it just doesn't seem like Dan Quinn can get out of his DNA. Dan Quinn has tested positive for choking consistently. Makes no sense. Doesn't make any sense, but it happens. So what's the difference? This is the story of the story. The NFL says, Atlanta Falcons, we don't really think the Falcons are going to be a big factor this year. So we're not worried about one positive test with the Atlanta Falcons. But the New England Patriots? Oh, yeah. We're worried about that one. Because the New England Patriots are marquee. The New England Patriots are a gold standard franchise. The New England Patriots have the best coach to ever stroll an NFL sideline. With all apologies to Vince Lombardi, give me a break. What Bill Belichick has done has blown away any coach in the history of the game, hands down, whether you like it or not. It's the truth. So the NFL has now told you there's a pecking order. Falcons don't really matter. Patriots matter. And God forbid that the Patriots get the Chiefs sick. Because that is truly what they're obsessing about with this entire story today. Connect the dots, folks. It's the only explanation. Because they have changed protocol in a matter of a week. One positive test did not call off the Falcons-Bears game. Though the Falcons wish it had. Or at least just the last, 10 minutes of the game. And Anthony, Nicky Foles did it again. And Nick Foles was just, true story. So I'm going through clothes and getting rid of some clothes and trying to use my time productively here where my full-time employment is still up for grabs. By the way, you know how to reach me. And so I'm trying to do something productive every day. So what did I do last Sunday before football began? I went through T-shirts and said, I'm going to get rid of some T-shirts that now, thankfully, Anthony, don't fit me anymore. They don't look right on me. Because thankfully now, down 22 pounds. So I'm very excited. So the extra large T-shirts look sort of stupid on me. One of them was a Nick Foles Eagles T-shirt type jersey looking thing. I gave it to Olivia, and she put it on before the 1 o'clock game started last week.
Magic.
And there it was. And who did I watch the 1 o'clock games with last week? Nicky Foles, my puppy. Nicky Foles sitting right next to me. So Nicky Foles is next to me, and my daughter's walking around the house in a Nick Foles T-shirt, and she loves Nick Foles. Nick Foles is her favorite football player of all time. So I may have had a part in that. So just so you know, there's a pecking order. So think of it this way, Anthony. I'm going to draw a correlation to people here at CBS Sports Radio. If John Kincaid, got COVID, CBS Sports Radio is not calling off the day of programming. Now, what if Tiki Barber did? You know, what's the difference? You know, You know what? Then it changes. Now, they're saying, Peter Schrager reports, he says, look, why did the Falcons play on Sunday with one positive test and the Patriots haven't played? And I thank James Crisefo for this. I'm told it's because the Falcons were the home team and the Patriots were traveling to Kansas City. Peter, guess what? Peter Schrager knows more of the NFL than I do. By the way, incredibly interesting guy. Really good guy. But I don't agree with that at all. I think this is exactly what it's about. Falcons not marquee, Patriots top of the marquee. And the Patriots could infect the Chiefs. And at that point, all hell breaks loose with the NFL. So, you're going to want to get in on the show today. I love hearing from you. It's a perfect marriage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, sponsored by GEICO. Did you know right now GEICO's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies on top of what GEICO could already be saving you? So what are you waiting for? Visit GEICO.com, and you will be able to learn more today, be able to hear a little bit more about it. So that's one of the stories of the day. Saturday yesterday, it just felt real. Saturday felt real because there were games of consequence being played in every single time slot. At lunchtime on the East Coast, before church for me, one of those things where I watch football and I now will literally just hit the record button and pick it up where I left off. And watch it later, and then the nighttime spots. For the first time to me, college football felt really real yesterday. It was pretty awesome. And I've got lots of thoughts of what went on in the day, including one conference that has maybe already played itself out of contention. And another conference that is begging everyone to take them seriously. And begging to be allowed to sit at the big table. I say, there's a kid's table in the other room. I was the youngest cousin. I don't know about you. Anthony, did you have a lot of cousins growing up?
Yeah, I had a few.
Just immense amount of cousins. I was at the kid's table always. I think I got to the kid's table as soon as I got my wife pregnant. I think they then let me sit at the big table. Whenever we'd have a big family gathering. I think it wasn't until I actually impregnated a woman that I was welcome to sit at the big table. They said, okay, yeah, he's a man now. We waited for that. Let's wait. The big table matters. You know, getting to be at the big table. One conference is begging to be at the big table, and I've got them on I got them on folding chairs on the back porch. Unbelievable. So, plenty more. Plus, my thought is that people are going to try to do something that is completely disrespectful. And if you're going to be disrespectful, I'm going to call you out for it if I think you deserve it. And guess what? You deserve it. And I'm going to get to that next. We're going to have a busy show this morning. Look forward to having you join us. You can join us on Twitter, too, at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D-E. Be sure to be following along at CBS Sports Radio. Love it when you're in the mix there. Don't be disrespectful, because I'll call you out for it, and you sound dumb. It's the John Kincaid Show. Welcome aboard. It's CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Get a chance to argue with him once a week, so don't waste it. Call John now at 855-212-4CBS.
I can see Kelly Bundy coming down the stairs. Al, one of the great American patriots. Al Bundy. Welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Anthony, this working once a week thing, well, really twice a week between this and the Shaq podcast, I can get used to this. Hopefully not too used to it. But it's really interesting. I feel so much more rested. And my mind feels sharper. Like everything does feel a little bit better.
You're just itching to turn on that microphone now Sunday mornings, right?
Oh, yeah. But I tell you, I'm not itching to get back into the daily grind just yet. I mean, we're talking, but I'm not looking to make any quick moves. Let's put it that way.
Price has to be right.
Yes. Come on down. It's going to be interesting. I have never been unemployed from a full-time job. I've never been in this situation. So it's just very odd. It's just very, very odd. I'm like, so I had somebody in the radio industry say to me the other day, and this probably isn't a good answer, Anthony. I was told this, well, What do you think you bring to, like, a microphone? And I said, have you ever listened to me? This person says, yes. I said, what do you think I bring to the microphone? That's what I said. That's what I said. I mean, this person reached out to me. Like, what do you think
so
you bring
you
to
them? So you think they would know what they're getting.
Yes. So I said, and I'm like, I said, well, what do you think I bring to the microphone? He goes, so who's interviewing who here? And I said, well, I'm thinking you know what I bring to the microphone. That's why you called me. That's why you're interested, potentially.
I'm not supposed to answer a question with another question.
I know.
But isn't you're not going to get that job.
But isn't that a good strategy? I just answered a question with a question. There you go. You never know. It might be the one, Anthony. It might be the one. The Lakers smell blood in the water. I mean, the Miami Heat are banged up. I mean, really banged up. It's embarrassing. And it's a shame. Because we're not going to get to see the finals that, you know, sort of culminate in an October showdown. We're not used to this. Seeing this come down like this. But I just want to make sure that you're not the Skip Bayless in your office. Because let me tell you, the Skip Bayless in the office is the person that everybody avoids. They walk the other way when they see them coming. Don't be the Skip Bayless. Well, LeBron, you know, the Heat are banged up. That's why LeBron won. Give me a break. Anybody who wants to look at this entire... I'm going to look at the teams that survived bubbles. The Tampa Bay Lightning survived the bubble. By the way, congratulations to my buddy Zach Bogosian on earning a Stanley Cup ring and getting his name engraved. Excellent stuff. Good job, Zach. And whoever survives in the NBA, and it's going to be the Lakers, congratulations. Don't shortchange LeBron just out of your constant petty garbage to try to shortchange LeBron. Please stop.
Oh, and the other thing is now he has AD. That's why.
That's fantastic. Guess what? Dwayne Wade had Shaq in Miami. Dwayne Wade is Shaq and had Kobe. There's always great players that spread it around and make things work. But, I mean, please don't shortchange LeBron. You sound stupid. All right, Tom in Toronto joins us at 855-212-4CBS. Tom, good morning, north of the border. How are you?
Good. How are you, John?
I'm doing well, but how cold is it?
It's 7 degrees Celsius here, so it's too early to do the conversion. I can't.
Okay, don't even bother with it. It's a little chilly.
I agree with you completely on your point with the Patriots. I mean, think about it. Now, Cam Newton, now I believe, has to stay in quarantine for at least a week, doesn't he?
Yes, and they're actually making him dress normally too. So that's part of the quarantine that's really bothering him. They took all his Mrs. Doubtfire outfits and put them away. All the ruffles and all the hats. They've taken them away from him. They're making him wear a smock like he's in the hospital all week.
He'll probably get a designer mask.
Yes, I figured he would. Yes, something in a floral print.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the thing, though, and you're right. I mean, now imagine the Patriots. Now they got to go out there play with their backup. They're not going to be the same effective Patriots that they are without Cam Newton.
Correct.
But because Atlanta, I mean, you're right. Secondary team, no one gives a crap. Let them play, sort of thing. As far as I'm concerned, and I saw this coming. I think the NFL, they had what, 5 months to prepare for this stuff.
Yep.
You know, whether it was making hubs for these teams to play or bubbles or whatever, or freaking out a schedule where there was minimal travel, to say I'm going to put my faith into a bunch of young athletes to be responsible when you got players out there in yacht parties and everything, I think that was just too much for Roger Goodell to ask for.
Tom, here's the one I'll say to you, though, is that, and I keep hearing people say, the NFL should have built in an extra week. They didn't build in an extra week. And I'm saying, hello, McFly. There's an extra week built in between the championship games and the Super Bowl. They already know they've got it. They already have an extra week. If they wanted to push back the playoffs 1 week, they have played the Super Bowl on a 1 week layoff, I think 4 or 5 times. It doesn't.
Yeah.
So they already have an extra week. And I keep hearing people going, boy, the NFL wishes they'd built in an extra week. They've got an extra week. They already have one.
I mean, if this were ever a year to, say, throw everything out as far as what the standard is, even when making the schedule.
Yes.
You know, this is it. And they did. Right. They just played it out like it was normal, everything. And you know what? I think, unfortunately, as a huge NFL fan, I think this is going to be the norm for the next few months where teams are going to, you know, get these results.
And then lose a player or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. Take care of yourself, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Tom cleared his throat twice during that call, and I jumped away from the microphone. I, like, pushed my seat away from the microphone going, oh, my gosh. He's in Toronto, John. You can't catch anything over the phone. Larry in South Bend, Indiana joins us. Larry, welcome to the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Good morning.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm glad to hear from you, Larry. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I bet Nick Foles could have gone into any five-star Chicago restaurant during the week and got a table for eight without a reservation.
I hope that's the case because I got to tell you, I love him. I love Nick Foles. In our house, he is a deity in our house. We all love him.
The ball came in slow motion. They would show his ball, and it's just a laser. You watch Trubisky, and it's like there's some wobble to it. But with Foles, man, he was just like spot on with everything.
You know what's weird with the Trubisky thing? Is that, first of all, I don't think his career's over. Second of all, I know that at some point Nick may get banged up and you may need him again, so you want to keep him somewhat positive. But Trubisky's got that hound dog slump shoulders thing going on that Eli Manning made famous. That when things weren't going well for Eli Manning, he looked like he'd get that bitter beer face. You know, he like starts making those faces like he's trying to, you know, you're 3 miles from the rest area on the highway and you really got to go to the bathroom. That's that look that Trubisky's got, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, but Foles is just what the Bears needed. Hey, real
well,
quick.
Let's hope. Let's hope for you. I can tell you this. My Eagles suck without him, so I will, I'll give you that, buddy.
Let me just give one quick shout-out here to an idol of mine growing up, Bob Gibson.
Oh, my gosh.
He was just lights out, man, this guy. And I read today, I'd forgotten this, he was quite a hitter, too. In 1970, when he won his second Cy Young, the guy hit .303 as a starting pitcher.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Well, he was a great athlete. He was a great athlete. He could do it all. He could do it all. I know back in the day, and I appreciate your call, when the Atlanta Braves had the great starting rotation, Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz, they would wager money between them at the beginning of the year and play this game where a single was worth a certain amount of points, a double was worth a certain amount of points, a home run was worth a certain amount of points, a sacrifice bunt that sacrificed a runner ahead was worth a certain amount of points, a walk was worth a certain amount of points, and they would bet, and the person who had the most points at the end of the year would win. But I've got to tell you, it is a I'm enjoying watching DH baseball in the National League. Anthony, as a National League fan your whole life, you enjoying it or not?
I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it. I don't need to see pitchers hit again. I don't need to see pitchers hit again. I've seen enough. I really do enjoy it, and I'm shocked. It's a better game. There's less strategy involved, but it's a better game. And if you have a manager like Gabe Kapler back in the day, you know, you're probably wishing there was less strategy.
He can sing, hum, or recite almost every TV theme song, and he's actually proud of that. Go figure. Back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What a classic TV theme song. If you haven't seen the Dick Van Dyke Show, very funny show. But a classic TV theme song.
You know who almost played Rod Petrie?
Who almost played Rod Petrie?
Johnny Carson.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously? Have you read, I've read the Carson books. Have you ever read the books on Johnny Carson? You're a little young.
I read the last one on him.
Johnny ended in 93. So how old were you?
92. I don't even want to. It was 92.
92? Okay, I don't want to hear this answer. How old were you in 92?
at that time, what, five?
Oh, my gosh. Holy moly. That's unbelievable. I just said holy moly, too. That's unbelievable. Man, I can't believe that. By the way, I watched Holy Moly. I gave it a try. That miniature golf show with Rob Riggle, Joe Tessitore, and I sort of dug it. But by the third episode, we taped it as a family. And by the third episode, we said it's the same thing every week.
Saw the promos, but never watched it.
Well, we enjoyed it the first couple weeks. The people who are the contestants made it interesting or didn't. Like, if the contestant was interesting, you got some of these guys that were really obnoxious. Like, they were an obnoxious contestant. They were fun to watch. Other contestants was like, they just didn't have it. But the thing is, it's like they built the course, and I guess what they had done, I'm only suspecting this, that they filmed the entire season in probably 3 or 4 days. So the set is like really the same. So you're seeing the same pranks and the same stuff every single week. It just didn't do it for me.
May 22nd, 1992, the last Johnny Carson Tonight Show.
I remember it. I remember that being a big deal. But Johnny Carson was mean. Do you know that? Or at least that's the accounts.
Yes, those are the accounts.
That he was mean. And I can tell you this, as someone who has been in the green room with Jimmy Fallon at the Tonight Show.
Great guy, you said, right?
When I tell you no airs about him, funny as hell, and Jimmy and I were in the green room trading TV theme songs back and forth. He would throw me one, I'd throw him one, because he has the same knack like I do. He loves TV theme songs. And we were going back and forth on this.
Yeah, that's great.
I said, anytime you need me on the show, you just call. You just call. I'll make myself available. He has never called. He's never called. I'm a little disappointed in that, Jimmy, but fantastic job. He does a good job. Okay. Let me now tell you why yesterday felt real. Because I realized I'm a snob. I'm a brand name snob. I am a person who says, I'll pay more, even if I'm unemployed. I'll pay more for Jif. I'm having Jif peanut butter. I am not having no-name brand. You can't go to the warehouse store and buy me one of those giant jugs of peanut butter. And that's going to count. It's got to be Jif for me. For these fantastic teeth, and you've seen them photographed many times, I put a lot of work into making sure I've got a nice smile, nice strong teeth. It's got to be Crest 3D White. I use Crest 3D White. I'll pay extra to have the good toothpaste that's the brand name. I'm not going generic. Just not doing it. And in college football, it was fun the first couple of weeks it was back. But when the brand names are playing, and we're going to get more brand names when the Big Ten finally gets off their backsides and gets back to playing, and then the Pac-12 finally comes out from under the covers, and they come out to play, we'll have more brand names. I realize this. I'm a college football snob. I really don't dig non-brand names. I'm not that intrigued to sit and watch. I am not watching Louisiana and Austin Peay if it's on and it's the only game on. Other people will say, if college football's on, I'm watching it. I don't care who's playing. Not me. Not me. Can't do it. Can't do it. I'm a snob. I raise my hands. I'm a college football snob. I think many of you are too. Many of you are too. It felt real yesterday. It felt real last night. Watching Georgia Auburn. Watching Alabama, Texas A&M. Texas and TCU. By the way, Texas hates the fact that TCU ever got in the Big 12. Because, wow, they consistently get their backsides kicked. But I'm a brand name snob. You probably have the same sort of attachment to a brand name out there. There's something. Are you buying generic toilet paper? Well, maybe in the beginning of the pandemic you were. I think we were using loose leaf paper for my daughter's binder for a couple of days. And man, is that uncomfortable. That's all I'm going to tell you. Very uncomfortable. I used a few old t-shirts for a while, but no, let's get serious. You want brand names. The brand names in college football is what pays off. It's what pays off. So, the Major League Baseball Divisional Series begins this week. And I've always found this interesting because, like, the Braves and the Dodgers met in the Divisional Series last year. I mean, 2 years ago. The Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals met in the Divisional Series last year. And I'm just using examples there, just a couple examples that were close to home to where I'm at. But the Divisional Series rarely ends up divisional. But this year, we've got a little bit of a different feel to it. This year, the Divisional Series have much more of a divisional feel. There is, let's just say, a feeling that everybody knows each other really, really well. And is this going to change things? Is this going to change up the way things work? The Divisional Series, Tampa Bay versus the Yankees. Know each other really well. Know each other like the back of their hands. And by the way, there's some bad blood, and I love it when there's bad blood. The A's and the Astros. Sounds good to me. A's and the Astros sounds good to me. Again, two teams very, very familiar with each other. Dodgers and the Padres. And here's where I think there should be a bit of a gripe. The Dodgers and the Padres. And then the Braves and the Marlins. You have any issue, Anthony, with the Dodgers and the Padres playing? Because honestly, if you just go by record-wise, they were the two best teams in the National League, right? They were considered the two best teams, and one of them is going to be eliminated.
Yeah, ideally it would have been nice if you could potentially had that as a league, you know, championship series.
Why wouldn't they reseed? I don't understand why they couldn't reseed. Why would you do this pot? Like, this year, you're doing it like the NBA does it, where the 4-5 matchup winner plays the 1-8 winner. And there's no reason that has to be done. And if the 1 seed ever got upset, then the 4-5 seed gets an easier opponent in the next round than the 2 seed would get. I always think the highest seeded team should be able to play the lowest seeded team that remains. I think that's the only fair way to do it. Braves and the Marlins. You're a National League East fan, Anthony. Where are you leaning?
Oh, I'm going with Atlanta.
Like, you don't even, I mean, you're not even giving that a...
I still don't know even how Miami got into the playoffs, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that it came down like that. But wow, I mean, Miami in the postseason.
And I love the tension on the American League side in both series. I love it.
Oh, yeah, they hate each other.
Oh, they hate each other.
See, this is where divisional...
Kevin Kiermaier saying we don't like them. And then Brett Gardner yesterday responding. That feeling is probably mutual.
I'm telling you, it is absolutely awesome. When there's bad blood, when there's some bad blood, that just adds a whole new element to what we're going to see. Look forward to that this week in the Major League Baseball Divisional Series, and we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. I want everybody to do one thing, though. And I heard a caller earlier on with Vince Quinn, and you should make time to listen to Vince. He does a really good job before us here on CBS Sports Radio. They're talking about, the caller's like, we have to figure out the mystery. And I'm hearing the mystery, and I'm thinking, okay, here comes Robert Stack. By the way, I need new episodes of Unsolved Mysteries, not to go off the rails. I need new the Netflix series. Give me some more mysteries. There's tons of mysteries out there. Give me some of them. But I think about that with the mysteries. Here we go.
Cam Newton, quarterback of the New England Patriots. Cam follows all the protocols. he's getting ready to play the Chiefs. And Cam Newton tests positive for coronavirus. Coincidence? Maybe. Or is a greater conspiracy at work to make sure that the Chiefs go 16-0 and no one upsets them? Is that what the plan is for the NFL? And who infected Cam Newton? And more importantly, why did no one care when the Atlanta Falcons had a positive test? Oh, I forgot. They're the Falcons. That's the reason. Seriously, a mystery? We're never going to find out what Cam Newton... Maybe the person who makes his hats had something. Maybe the person who designs those shoes that look like something out of Saturday Night Fever. Or one of his sequin jackets. Maybe the tailor had corona. You're not going to find out where Cam Newton got COVID from. You're just not. But it is funny how the NFL handles one franchise to another. Ah, the Falcons get a positive test. Oh, yeah, who cares? Who cares? Who really cares? We're not worried about that. Not worried about that at all. But if the Patriots get sick, one guy on the Patriots, oh, shut it down. Shut it down. I'm hoping somebody around the Eagles is checking Carson Wentz today. Hopefully he is not infecting everybody, or you got somebody else from another team infecting everybody. Take it seriously. But the NFL doesn't have to shut down a game because of one positive test. They proved that last week with AJ Terrell. Tested positive before the game. They played a football game. No one on the Falcons, no one on the Bears tested positive. The NFL announcing that they are going to have a emergency-like conference call tomorrow. They're going to get all the GMs, all the team presidents, all the head coaches on the line. And they are going to demand that everybody pay closer attention to the protocols. Seems like a bit of an overreaction to me. Because no one knows what happened to Cam Newton. Did Cam Newton stop for coffee on the way to work? On the way to the facility one day? Cam is a dad. Did Cam's son, I believe he has a son, did Cam's son pick up something at daycare? My wife put my daughter in one of those ball pits once at one of these like youth gyms, you know, where the little kids go and they play in the gyms. She stuck her in a ball pit. The next day she was hospitalized with a rotavirus. I'm like, look, anybody with a little kid, and Cam has a young child, or I'm not sure how many, but I know he has one. Anybody can get sick. It's not necessarily some conspiracy. We'll have the fallout, the greatest recap in the world of college football, coming your way 20 minutes past the next hour. But coming up next, it's time to come out of hiding. Pull back the covers. We're looking forward to having you join us. Conference. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.